Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Luther's explanation to the third article of the Creed, these words are probably emblazoned in our minds and hearts. I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. This is certainly one of the foundation doctrines of the Lutheran Church and a basic truth of Scripture. Yet many people try just the opposite, to invent their own religion, find their own way to God. In the 1970s, there was a book published called Passages. That book was hailed as a roadmap of the adult life, as people in their 20s and 30s and 40s and so forth were interviewed about a number of things, including religion. I recall very much an interview with a young woman named Sheila. She didn't belong to a church and obviously didn't attend church, but she claimed to have a religion. And she said, "I call my religion Sheilaism." That's probably a new one. But obviously, when people do not know the truth of Christ, they turn in on themselves or turn to other things in order to find meaning and hope, sometimes even manufacturing their own religion. Well, our Lord clearly knows what we need, as demonstrated in today's text. For beyond the basics of food and clothing and shelter, we need, as the Word of God teaches us, the truth and the life. This will not be found by deep introspection or exploring Buddhism or hugging a tree. It's only found in the Word of God. And the Word of God leads us to that which gives life and truth. Jesus said in our text, "I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have concealed these things from the wise and understanding." The wise and the understanding are the proud, the ones that are so-called enlightened, the ones who depend on themselves for life and salvation. Their wisdom is earthly, therefore it is changeable and mostly wrong. But little children, to whom these things, this mystery of faith, has been revealed, are those who believe in and trust Jesus Christ. This is a heavenly wisdom, not dependent on human thinking, but rather dependent on what Scripture reveals. It's heavenly wisdom because it enables us to see our need and also to see the one who answers all human need, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God reveals that all of us have a sinful nature. And how and why this sinful nature works, of course, is also revealed in Scripture. But it shows that we are lost. Our deep spiritual need arises from our hearts that by nature are turned away from God and toward ourselves. Even as God's people, we realize and recognize what the Apostle Paul was saying in the epistle from Romans, that the good that I would, I do not, and the evil I would not, that I do. And he says, "O wretched man, who will deliver me from this body of death?" We too ask the same questions, have the same thoughts, and our Lord speaks to us a word of compassion with this invitation: "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give rest for your souls." This is the invitation of the gospel, that in the midst of this sin-filled and often meaningless world, there is hope. Amid all the uncertainties and ambiguities of life, we can find meaning and life eternal, as the Word of God pierces the darkness enlightens our hearts and lives. For when the law convicts us, there is produced in us something called contrition, the deep sorrow over our sin and anxiety over the terrors of death. And we soon realize that what we heard before is so true. We cannot by our own reason or strength believe. But the rest, the peace, and the life that we need are all revealed in the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This invitation of the gospel is based upon the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the one who not only carried our sin, but the one who was without sin, the one who knew no sin, actually became sin for us, so that by believing in him, we would have his victory over sin, Satan, and death. The very same compassion found in the words of our text can also be seen in Jesus' death and resurrection. And this powerful word of Christ is connected to the waters of our baptism, where we were made one with Christ. We who were at one time dead in our trespasses and sins are now alive in Jesus Christ. So every day we hear this wonderful invitation of the gospel. Our Lord saying to each of us, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give rest for your souls." And that is followed by that peace that passes understanding, gladness, and the gratitude of life. To experience the presence of Christ each day in word and sacrament is very refreshing and comforting. It's something that the world, with all of its deceptions and evil, cannot give. It's something that the evil one tries to poison our souls and poison us so that we don't see the truth. Even our own sinful flesh, as St. Paul said, often bursts forth with falsehood and evil. But the forgiving love of Jesus cleanses us each day as we hear and confess these words, "I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities." And the word of absolution then comes to our ears, and we hear that our sins are forgiven. So refreshed and renewed by the presence of Christ in word and sacrament, we sense that peace and life that the Lord gives us in the invitation of the gospel. "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give rest for your souls." Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.